Tea Gardens in the Land of Laeken, October 21st to October 23rd, 2007. When out from the folds of Darjeeling's wet hills, the mist rises up and blows off. It is time to look down at the plains far below in indolent heat haze obscured. When viewed from afar, one's fingers relaxed around a large mug of strong tea, one forgets one was there for a year less a month, unable to go anywhere. Within a few days, from the porch in the clouds, one's dreams also swirling about, it is hard to remember that life on the plain, where everything seems to stand still. Perhaps it is futile to eke out one's life as lice in the billiard felt. Yet I'd rather work there than dream in the hills, surrounded by cold veil of clouds. She tended her home in Siliguri, surrounded by life's flowing throngs, immured with her children, who throughout the day would laugh or complain as they wished. Her husband and others, pursuing their work, would leave and come back as the wisp, leaving her silent, surveying the kitchen, the dishes, the flotsam of life. Time after time, and silent in heart, she bade us farewell once again, as we left for the tea fields, to somewhere out there, to fields of perdition and glory. I see her so clear, in my dreams on the porch, as if she were parting a year, bidding us forth as wives to the wars, her food and her love in our souls. The road out of town is sprinkled with faces, with shop fronts of every description, with cows on the crossings, avoided by traffic, and cur dogs asleep in the dust. There is no escape from confusion and noise, from the throng and the dust and the heat. An endless procession of miniature buns on invisible rivers of cream. In an instant, a moment without definition, the veil of confusion is rent, as the wind in our faces blows away all our thoughts as we finally break free from the town. Meandering through the gardens of tea, an endless flat sea of low bush, we gaze as plantations come fast and go past, a landscape of time discontinued. The plantation lanes are nothing but ribbons wandering throughout the land. It's a land that continues without interruption a full 1,000 miles to the east. Yet from this flat land, forgotten by time, with its fields of rice paddy and jute, with its endless succession of hamlets and shacks, comes tea for the rest of the world. The world and its problems, they fall out of sight, along with the waning sun. As the people walk home from their toil in the fields, leading their ox on a rope. Instead of a bell, or something like that, disturbing the end of a day, comes the splash of a bucket, of children at play, or the hiss of food in the pan. Rise up, gaze up, look into the night, at the stars as they really are, a countless host in a deep black sky, rimming the hamlet's palms. The fires burn low, the smoke is abroad, scenting the groves and fields, as a family or two, with their children in hand, sit on an open-air mat. How often it seems, wherever one goes, that the bright gleaming words of a tale should fall on still faces in hushed rural homes, remote as the uttermost skies. How sudden the moment, more the effect, as of wavelets consumed by the pond. The words are all ended, the families dispersed, and the silence of tea fields resumes. I sit in a porch, many years hence, gazing at Siliguri. I see with my heart, if not with my eyes, while the milk in my cup goes cold. It's winter outside, and the snow is chest high, hindering those who would come. To tell me it was a sad waste of time, a mere cup of tea on the sands. I stare at the birches, shaken by snow, dreaming of green-tinted bushes, of the thick, sticky noons and the shocking clear nights, where the stars all cry out for a name. It seems time has stopped, all days are alike, away from the clamor and strife, where we sit on a mat, surrounded by tea fields, faintly lit up by a lamp.